I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Believers brave the front lines to help people in need as war rages on in the Caucasus. Plus, 2020 is the year of work from home. Stick around to learn how you can volunteer from home to help a worthy cause. We'll explain that story in a few moments. But first, a devastating conflict has broken out between the countries of Armenia and Azerbaijan in the Southern Caucasus. Eric Mock of Slava Gospel Association describes the battle taking place over a small piece of land between the two countries.
Recently, there's been a substantial, since July, a substantial uptick in conflict. And now in the last week or so, there's been horrendous shelling, aerial bombardment of villages within this region. It's terrible right now. Children are dying, women are dying, civilians are dying.
Fighting began early last week, and casualties have already exceeded 230, many of them civilians. Mock explains the root cause of this conflict.
Armenia is predominantly a Christian nation, where Azerbaijan is a predominantly Muslim nation. And so there are not only religious distinction, but political distinctions and historical distinctions.
SGA works with the local churches directly inside the war zone.
Through this ministry, we've been able to equip them to bring groceries and the gospel to over 300 families. And we just released funds again to that region to reach another 350 families, as well as releasing funds through Azerbaijan for them to minister to refugees from the fighting who are moving into Azeri territory.
Meanwhile, givers like you are helping Indonesian church planters overcome major obstacles. Yandi oversees FMI's work in Kalimantan, Indonesia, with the help of an interpreter. He describes the latest challenge, COVID-19.
Saya berterima kasih kepada FMI.
I'm thankful to the FMI.
Di masa COVID.
Especially in this COVID time.
Membantu.
To help.
Masyarakat dan
the
jemaat.
People and the congregations.
Untuk mendapatkan Alkitab.
To get Bibles.
Dan membantu gereja-gereja.
And to help the churches.
Membagikan masker dan thermogun.
To get their masks and also thermogun.
FMI supports church planters in Muslim-majority countries. Christians here are usually poor, but FMI's help means gospel workers can do ministry and provide for the family at the same time. It's critical in seasons like this one. Indonesia's capital city is moving from Jakarta to Kalimantan, which presents a huge gospel opportunity.
Bahwa akan banyak orang datang ke tempat kami.
Think that there will be many people coming
kepada kota kami.
To that main city from all parts of Indonesia.
And at the outset of the pandemic, a survey by Volunteer Match revealed that 93% of nonprofits had to significantly reduce their operations, but 45% of volunteers said they still wanted to serve remotely. If you're looking for a way to volunteer from home, listen up. We spoke with Doug Kuperi, Crossroad Prison Ministry's Church Mobilization Director, and he says they need more people to write letters to prisoners in their Bible study program.
Just the other day, I heard a story about a woman who just couldn't serve in the community anymore, and it was really breaking her heart. She just felt an emptiness. And so she found our website and checked us out and started volunteering with us. And it's just been a life-changing experience for her.
When you volunteer to mentor a student in prison through Crossroads, you are tangibly showing them God's love.
We have to remember, over 95% of those that we incarcerate will be coming home back to our communities. And so when you think about that, if we as the church are journeying with this prisoner who we call a student, we're not only impacting that person, we're impacting the prison environment, we're impacting our communities, our schools, and our families.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. You're listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. No one could have predicted how volatile 2020 has been, but your continued support of MNN enables us to keep bringing you stories of the faith and to be a voice for the voiceless. Would you consider supporting us today? Look for the Support MNN tab at our website for ways to help keep us on the air. Go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.